Happy Friday. Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy, June 12th, 2020. On today's show, Amy's sad proposal story that was promised yesterday. Live PD is no more. John Cena does good again. And the diet bet ends Monday. How we doing? But first, let's do some news. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Body cam video is showing the controversial arrests of two black teens for jaywalking in Tulsa. Two white officers caught up with the teens on June 4th, and one was accused of acting like a, quote, fool. The teen later claimed he couldn't breathe, which echoes the cry of George Floyd more than 2 weeks ago before his death in Minneapolis. One teen was later let go. The police department's internal affairs unit is conducting an investigation.
Who gets arrested for jaywalking?
I don't know. A lot of people.
No, they don't. No one gets arrested for jaywalking. Who gets arrested for jaywalking?
Probably in busy air. I don't know about was Tulsa busy? Probably not.
I mean, it's a city, but what I don't is just why would you be arrested for jaywalking? Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, well, you broke a law. Shouldn't that be a ticket? Like that.
Did you know that you can be quote unquote arrested and not actually hauled away in handcuffs?
You're detained, right?
No. Like, no, you're handed more or less like you're handed a ticket and that's like your arrest.
Okay. Okay. Then why?
I mean, they do that in New York.
Why don't they just call it a ticket? You've been issued a ticket versus arrested.
I don't know.
I don't either. This is the sort of stuff that drives people nuts, though. And regardless of the color of your skin, it's when. And this is what happens, I think, to people of color all the time is they get tickets or arrested for things that I'm sorry, white people just would not be arrested or ticketed for. I'm sure some have. Certainly, I don't think I know they have. But it's just, why is this a major issue? Why was this a problem? Why were they being clearly they were tackled? Clearly they were held. Why? It's just jaywalking. Yell at them and go about your day. Go do the whole time these officers are trying to stop two kids from jaywalking. What if a call came in and there was a shooting, a bank robbery, a fire, someone having a heart attack, a traffic accident? You know, they're spending who knows how much time stopping kids from friggin' jaywalking. What a stupid waste of time for an officer, in my personal opinion. I just think you could be doing better things.
I guess my question is, there's a law, obviously, against jaywalking.
Sure.
Do we need that law? Is it really necessary?
Right. And
is it just like one of those weird random laws that still sticks around? Like, for example, adult toys are outlawed in certain states and like weird things like that, like random laws that nobody knows about.
And even if it is a law, again, does you have to enforce it so forcefully? I just don't think you do. And right now, especially with everything going on, holy crap. You know what I mean? Like, what are you thinking? Anyway, I digress. I will get off my pedestal here.
The White House says there is a 100% chance that another coronavirus relief package will be signed into law. Speaking of laws.
They have to do this because everything runs out July 31st. We're talking rent relief, unemployment stuff. If they don't, the whole economy, we are going to actually enter a depression because no one's going to have money for anything, period. So I if they don't do something similar to what they did before, I just don't know how we make it as a country. I really don't. I think it's that bad.
Governor Cuomo says five regions, Rochester, the Finger Lakes, and Central New York included, are cleared to go into phase three of reopening tomorrow. That means restaurants can open indoor seating at a half capacity following distancing regulations and with staff wearing masks. Oh, that's going to be awful. Personal care businesses, including spas and nail salons, are free to open under the same rules.
Will you go or will you hold off?
To restaurants?
Yeah.
No, I won't go to restaurants. I'll go to spas.
Yeah, you know it. We can't do it because we're just scared with a newborn baby of going anywhere and doing anything for the longest time. So as bad as I want to go to a restaurant, and even though I'm responsible about these things, I have to not do that right now. Just be careful and make sure you wear your mask and wash your hands, kids.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, coronavirus numbers continue to go down statewide with 36 deaths statewide over the last 24 hours.
So hopefully they continue to go down. That's good. Other places in this country, I hear they're going up, but more on that later.
Mm-hmm. New York State Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Hochul. Kathy Hochul. Hey, Kathy. Kathy, Lieutenant Governor Kathy. Poor
people that I butcher their name. Says garage sales are now allowed to open. They had been shut down due to COVID-19. Social distancing practices must still be used, which is interesting because I have seen garage sales.
Like going on before all this, right? They weren't supposed to happen, but people have been cleaning out all their stuff, so they've been, you know, trying to get rid of it.
I've also seen people that just like set up a table in their yard and write free or, you know, for sale.
Yeah.
What is this, like the honor system, I suppose?
I have a dishwasher still sitting in my front lawn if anybody wants it. It works. I got a new one. I mean, it sort of works. It's good enough.
Good enough. Stocks took a dump yesterday as coronavirus cases increased again. The Dow fell more than 1,500 points.
Yeah, I like looking at my app yesterday and going, cool, I lost money. That's great. That's fantastic.
Joe Biden is calling on Facebook to crack down on misinformation. In a letter, Biden urged his supporters to petition the platform to hold users, including President Trump, accountable for spreading false news.
The problem is, does anybody agree what that is? I mean, it seems like when you objectively prove something as false, people are like, no, it's the liberal media or something. So I don't know. I think Facebook's in a tough spot with that. You know, I don't know what the answer is to that.
I don't either. This one kind of surprised me. Lady Antebellum is changing its name. Mm-hmm. The Grammy winning band announced today it will drop the last part of its title and be simply known as Lady A. In a statement on Twitter, the group said Antebellum is a word associated with a period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery.
Wow. I mean, everyone calls them Lady A, though, don't they?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no one calls them Lady Antebellum. Like, I mean, honestly, if you do that, what are you doing? So that's really not a big change, and I'm glad they're doing that.
Yeah, and they're just really nice people.
Right?
And very tall. The guys are very tall.
Are they?
Huge.
Like,
I never showed you that. I have a picture with them, and the guys are very tall. Like, I'm not even up to their shoulders.
This is Court After One. I'm all alone, and I need your tall, sexy butt in my bed right now. That's all I know.
What are you even saying right now?
I'm singing Lady A. I'm singing Lady A right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. What are you? Okay. All right. God, I'm trying to be serious. Jesus.
Sorry.
All right. Many Confederate statues, which some consider racist symbols of America's dark legacy of slavery, have been removed. Now statues of Christopher Columbus, another controversial figure in U.S. history, are also being taken down, like thrown into lakes and decapitated and like knocked over and... I say good riddance.
Yeah, I do too. He also didn't discover. He wasn't the first European to discover North America. It was obviously the Vikings because there's like actual proof of that.
Typical white man behavior. Oh, I found it.
Yeah.
It's mine. I named it after myself.
No, the Vikings were like, we're going to go over there and try to like get stuff. We don't really care about history so much.
Pillage. So,
pillage things is basically what they did. Not that that was good, but yeah, that I have no problems with any of this. And nope. I think if you do, you have to do some edumacation on yourself. So, Amy.
Yes.
What's this sad proposal story that we promised yesterday?
Oh, God. All right.
Because I said everyone remembers their proposal, obviously. Nobody forgets that. That's a major moment. I remember mine. It was in the wonderful town of Brockport, which is where my wife and I met, in front of the Strand Theater, because that's where she was waiting for me as it was late to our first date, which wasn't really supposed to be a date. We're supposed to be hanging out with friends, and then I turned it into a date because I decided I liked her and I didn't want my friends to ruin it. So, not that they would have, but I'm like, you know what? Some my friends are fun, but I don't know if she's going to like them, so I'm just going to make this a date. And all these years later we're married and have our second child coming, so obviously it was good. But she was waiting for me leaning against a tree. I had bumped somebody's car. while I was parking, but light enough so there were no marks, so I got very lucky. And I was probably 10 minutes late to this thing. She was kind of annoyed. It all went well. But when I proposed to her, I took her back to that spot and proposed to her there because that's where we met. And there was
and
a whole thing.
She knew it was coming.
She had no idea I was going to do that.
No?
She thought we were just going to lunch. And I did, because I didn't say we were going to go there. I said we were going to go to this place that's in Brockport and have some lunch. I didn't say okay. We were going to do anything else. And I'm like, hey, real quick, let's go over here and do this. Remember when we first met? And I did this whole stupid, you know, I'm a guy thing, and this is my version of romance. But it was cute. People beeped their horns. She was very happy. Oh,
that's nice.
See, she got the ring she wanted, too. She knew I was shopping, nice. But she didn't know I was going to do it there, because I really gave no hints that I was going to. I really hit it well. So it was romantic, and it was wonderful and special to us. It was great. So how about yours?
Oh, nice for you.
Yay, me.
Okay, you know, this was back in 2008.
Mm.
My husband and I met in college. We went to SUNY Cortland, and I knew he was getting ready to ask me because he had a diamond guy and wanted to know what kind of ring I wanted. And I was very specific. I would like the style of the Tiffany Legacy ring.
Yes.
I didn't care about brand names, but I knew I wanted it to look like that.
Okay.
So I knew it was coming eventually. And apparently he asked my parents if he could have their permission.
I did that too.
And
yep.
Yeah. And my parents sat there and he asked, and they looked at each other, and they looked back at him, and at the same time, both said no.
Oh, really?
That's because a good they're omen. mean people trying to screw with him.
Yeah, I was about to say, were they serious, or were they just trying to screw with him?
No, they were joking, but...
I enjoy your parents.
I feel... Yeah, they're funny.
It's fantastic. And
oddly enough, they weren't even together at the time. So like,
oh, wow.
They
okay.
So they must have like planned this out, which is hilarious.
Awesome.
So my parents were the one that kind of put a bug in my ear thinking that, oh, he's going to take you. He's totally going to take you back to Cortland and propose there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, really? And I said something to him about it. And I said, you know, my parents suspect that you're going to take me back to Cortland and ask me to marry you. And he's like, no. I'm like, okay. So we're spending time at my mom's house. And I didn't realize that he'd asked my parents that they had said no. And I guess my mom kept saying to him, did you do it yet? Did you ask her? Like what, like putting pressure on him.
That's always good. Which, yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, right. Thanks, mom. Thanks, yeah. Pam.
good job, Pam.
So yeah. Then we're just sitting on the floor in my mom's living room, and he proceeds to tease me with an empty box.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, chucks me a box, and I look, you know, it's empty, and I'm like, okay.
So he literally threw you a box?
Mm-hmm. Something to that effect. And okay. Then, I don't know, a couple minutes later, I'm sitting on the floor. He doesn't make me stand up. He doesn't kneel down. I am sitting on the living room floor at my mom's house, and he asked me, and I have no idea what he said. All I know is that's how it went. Mm-hmm. Isn't that super special? So now anytime we're watching a movie or a TV show or whatever, and there's some huge grand gesture and beautiful proposal, I'll go, oh my God, that's so great. Mm. And then like give him the look of, yeah. Because, you know, all of those TV shows that have come out, like all these big proposals and flash mobs and like people filming it and taking pictures and like so romantic and thought out and... That's how that went.
I mean, Jim and Pam on The Office got engaged at a gas station, but it was still romantic.
He got down on one knee.
In the
rain. I was sitting on the floor. You couldn't even have been like, oh, could you stand up and get me that? Like, come on.
Like, I'm just confused. Like, he didn't get down on any. What did he do? Did he just come over and be like, you marry me?
I'm pretty sure he just kind of like sat on the floor next to me. But, and the thing is, he can't remember anything about anything. So if I asked him what I don't remember. He could barely remember what we did last week. Like,
well, I can relate to that.
So annoying.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah.
Well, you know, he's clearly a practical romantic. And
my next husband or wife is going to have a big proposal. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
here's my question.
It's going to be huge.
Looking at you right now, where's your ring?
Oh, how dare you?
Because you are not wearing it.
It's really humid outside, in my defense. Humidity makes your fingers swell.
Yes.
I am also, my engagement ring is flanked by two wedding bands. So I actually wear three rings, and that's kind of thick.
I understand.
On my fat, sweaty, humidity, swollen fingers, it's not comfy.
All right, fair.
I know, it's funny that you say that, though. I have a rubber ring that I wear.
Do you?
But my hands were dry and peeling, so I took it off.
Okay.
For a while. So,
that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
I don't usually go out without wearing a ring, but I don't usually wear rings in the house because I do a lot of cleaning, put a lot of lotion on. So,
well, because with guys, it's easy. Because once again, it's another easy thing for guys because mine is just made of titanium, and there's no jewels. I mean, it's, you know.
And has gone through three rings. We've gone through the original titanium steel, whatever the thing it was, but he was in the Coast Guard at the time and couldn't wear that because if you get your hand caught in that, you're going to lose a finger.
Yep.
Then he moved on to another ring, and then it was a Qualo ring, and now he's on his like second or third Qualo ring, and you know, so.
Do you want to hear a fun story about
super fancy
my ring? So I am wearing the one that I the original one. I do have a second one that's made of tungsten, but the reason for that is so it is. I moved to Syracuse. It is the dead of winter. I'm cleaning off my car. I get in the car. I'm driving home. My ring's not on my finger. It's not there. It was when I went out to the car. So clearly, while I was clearing my car off of snow, my ring came off. So
I feel that.
Yeah, it was really, really loose at the time.
Okay.
So, and it's cold. So contraction, you know, versus, you know, you don't swell. So I panicked. I go back. I mean, there's probably 3 feet of snow on this day. It was one of those. It was like a winter weather advisory. And for us, we work during that. So I went back to try to find, I found nothing. And I just was devastated. So a couple weeks go by. And the snow stayed the whole time. This was a very cold winter, like 5 years ago. And the whole time, like, there was only one area that the plows hadn't gone through the parking lot. It was it was a great broadcaster from Syracuse named Don Lark. Great man. It was always under his car because he was always the first person in. So the snow started melting. And the one day I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, I wonder if it's like under Don's car. Like if it went under Don's car. In the process of clearing over that stuff like 2 weeks ago. So he leaves. I go in the parking lot and there it is under where his tire would have been.
Cool. That's amazing.
Yes. In the meantime, I had already bought another ring because I felt terrible. So I have two rings and that one's a little smaller, you know, than the one I have now. But I've been wearing this one ever since. So I have two rings. For that reason, but I have them both. I have not lost them yet. Knock on wood. Guys lose their ring all the time, and it isn't. It is literally because we're stupid and clumsy. That's how it goes. Well, I'm sorry that your proposal sucked because that does sound bad, and that's shameful. That's actually pretty. Look, you don't need to do a flash mob. You do not need to like do this big romantic thing. It really doesn't. You don't have to do what Michael did for. Why can't I think of her name right now in the office?
Holly.
Yeah. You don't have to do what Michael did for Holly with the candles and stuff. But it should be in a nice place. There should be some effort. There should, you know, and again, not a big effort. There just should be something. So does he feel bad?
Do I?
No, does he?
Probably not. To be honest, probably not. I mean, when he told me what his original plan was, which was to take me back to Cortland, apparently he had reached out to somebody there and wanted to get into the building where we had our very first class. And he was going to take me there and propose there.
That's adorable.
And isn't it? And he didn't.
Why didn't he again? Because you knew that it was going to be in Cortland?
Because I Because my parents were like, well, you know, he's probably going to propose if he takes you back to Cortland. So you, and I said something to him about it as like, you know, fishing.
See, that, so it's really just your fault in the end.
It really is. It totally backfired in my face.
Yeah, it's your fault. It's, you see, he shouldn't feel bad. You should feel bad because you should have just let it happen.
Shut up.
TV movie news. A&E has canceled Live PD. Like, not put it on hiatus like we were talking about yesterday. Canceled it. It's been their flagship series, one of the highest rated shows on basic cable. A week after Live PD was pulled in the wake, of course, George Floyd's death, the reality series hiatus has been made permanent. And that's not the only show that might go away. There's a weird one you were telling me about that might go away.
Paw Patrol.
Why Paw Patrol?
Well, you know, if you don't have kids, you'd have no clue what it is. It's a children's cartoon. It's about a squad of, you know, dog helpers. It's basically a pretense for, you know, putting household pets in really cool trucks. There's like a fire truck and a, you know, garbage truck or whatever.
We have the tower and the cars. You know, we have the toys.
Yeah. So it's like a firefighting Dalmatian. Rubble is a bulldog construction worker. Mm-hmm. Chase is a German shepherd who's also a cop.
Yeah.
And I guess last week when the show's official Twitter account put out a call for Black voices to be heard, commentators came after the cartoon dog Chase. Euthanize the police dog, they said, and defund the Paw Patrol.
Wow.
And all dogs go to heaven except the class traitors and the Paw Patrol. Like, really dark stuff for a, it's a joke, but it's not. I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, there was that awkward incident with Chase, you know, and the jaywalker one year, but no, I'm kidding. Interesting. I don't know. I think that might be taking too far, but then again, like, are we indoctrinating kids with the idea that, you know, cops are heroes, you know, because that's one of the concerns.
Right.
And not to say cops are never heroes, by the way.
It's also taking away a positive that shows, you know, a quote unquote, you know, cartoon dog police officer in a good light and doing good things. So I don't know.
Listen, every time Chase stops and frisks the other dogs, though, it gets really inappropriate.
It's not stopping and frisking. It's stopping and sniffing.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I mean, he really gets in there. Okay. So
I guess this just goes to show that even the cartoon police dogs are on notice.
Yeah. That's where we're at. And that's how it goes. Speaking of, the term urban will no longer be used by the Grammys. Best Urban Contemporary Album will now be named Best Progressive R&B Album. The category of Best Latin Rock Urban or Alternative Album has now been split into two categories, Best Latin Pop Album and Best Latin Rock or Alternative Album. The new guidelines will also change Best Rap Song Performance to Best Melodic Rap Performance. So they're just trying to be a little bit more accurate. And urban is a controversial word because it doesn't.
Is it?
Yeah, because it doesn't. I think people associate urban with black, and
urban with city.
Right, and then urban and city, and that's just not. It's not necessarily an accurate word. I still have to learn a little bit more about this specific issue because I haven't done enough research on it. I just saw this and wanted to share that news, right? Because, yeah, I'm not really 100% sure what the exact situation is, but I think that's what it goes along. I'll educate myself, and if I learn something, I'll share Monday. So
I would guess it's probably along the same lines as, like, ghetto.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like urban replaced ghetto. Right.
Yeah. And that's not right.
Like, you know, you live in the ghetto, you live in an urban center. It's like, okay, like that's not positive. This Is Us writer Jazz Waters has died at the age of 39. The news of her death was confirmed on This Is Us writer's Twitter yesterday. The cast and crew of the show mourned death. What did I say? Waters? Jazz Waters. Yeah. I'm sorry. They mourned Waters' death while expressing their condolences on social media. Waters has writing credits in 18 episodes of This Is Us. So
do we know what happened?
I'm not 100% sure. Do you watch This Is Us?
You know, I did. and I really liked it, but it's a show that took a lot of emotional investment.
Yeah.
And when I would, it would end up piling up on the DVR because I'm like, oh, I just don't have the emotional wherewithal right now to watch to binge two or three episodes where it's like crying and, right, you know, deep feel. I was like, so I really liked it, but I trailed off on it.
I refuse to watch it because I just don't need something that makes me cry. Like, I just don't need I just don't need it. And I'm a crier. I'm terrible. Like, wow. I'm that guy. I am that guy that will cry. If there's a dog, I'm going to cry. If it's emotional, I'm going to cry. If it involves kids, forget about it. I'm just done. And I just didn't need this. I didn't need this show. And I hate that kind of stuff. Like, I just want to be entertained. I want to laugh, or I want to learn something. And that's how I know I'm becoming an old dad, because I just can't anymore with some of these shows. It's ridiculous. But I'm sad to hear of this news. That's bad. The good news is John Cena is amazing. I mean, the guy, he's amazing looking, I know. I mean, he's quite the looker, I'm told. No, you don't think so? He's not a good looking dude?
No.
No, not the,
I mean, he's not, you know, completely unfortunate looking, but like, he's not my go-to man.
The man can squat a truck. Like, it's incredible how strong he is.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got that. John has, you know, one thing I don't know that people know about him. He's fulfilled more Make-A-Wish promises than anybody ever. He's a super nice guy. He's donating to Black Lives Matter now. The WWE superstar revealed on Twitter yesterday that he had was inspired to donate to the organization by K-pop group BTS, their recent contribution. Cena joined the group's diehard fans in their hashtag Match a Million campaign, which encourages fellow fans to pool their resources and match BTS's $1 million donation to the organization. Cena did not disclose exactly how much he contributed to the fan campaign, but if I know anything about John Cena, it was probably a significant amount.
Students in the class of 2020 at a Canadian high school used money they raised for a graduation celebration to help others. Seniors at A.E. McNeil Secondary School in Richmond, British Columbia, took a vote on what to do with the $2,000 they raised, and they decided to donate it all to a local hospital.
That's nice. I mean, it's a little thing, but I mean, it can make a big difference, especially for all the first responders and all the people on the front lines there. So,
yeah,
that's nice. I like that. Canada's nice. Canadians are nice people.
They are.
Like, I really like Canada. I've always wanted to live in Canada. Like, I've always wanted to work. There's a radio station in Toronto called The Edge, and I've always wanted to work on that radio station. Like, I've always had a crush on that radio station.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but you won't be able to go anytime soon, because apparently we were supposed to be able to cross the border, like, June 21st. I think they're extending the order not to let that happen.
Sucks. I understand. Like, I get it, but it sucks. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what Monday is, Amy?
Yeah.
You do? I mean, it's the 15th. It's the 15th of this month. It's halfway through.
It is the 15th.
It's also the end of the diet bet.
Uh-huh. It's also a week out from my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got your birthday.
Yeah.
But you're going to be 21 again.
That's right.
So how you doing?
Terrible.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm not quite there. Not quite there. No, not quite there. But I'm eating much better, but I'm just not, I haven't eaten well enough to hit the goal as of yet. I don't think I'm going to make it. I think I'm coming up short on this one. What about you?
I think that Lindsay's probably going to walk off of their money. I think that's how that's going to roll. Unless something crazy happens, I don't think I'm even going to squeak by.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'd have to do some drastic things in the next few days here.
I got to say, in my defense, things have been stressful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Life in general has been a little more stressful. Inducing than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least in my house.
You have a husband who's a police officer working during protests. Yeah, I mean, it's I imagine there's lots going on in your world, and I get that. And you know, when you're stressed, you eat. When you're sad, you eat. When you're happy, you eat. It's funny because I've been thinking a lot about, ever since I started working again, you know, I'm working a normal human schedule despite the commute. So I'm getting up when the sun is up, which is the first time in my entire adult life, you know, aside from college. And so I'm starting to develop routines for the first time in a long time. And like, I eat dinner at work now. I've already pre-made it and it's healthy stuff. I make myself do that. And like, that is always my problem, is nothing is ever enough, especially with food. And okay. I hate accepting things I don't like. Major problem with my life. And so it's hard to, and then I don't like routines at all. Like, everybody has routines, but I really hate doing the same things every day because it bores me and it frustrates me. So when you're trying to lose weight and you have my problems or one of my problems, it becomes an issue. So it's been all about routine lately for me. And that to me is everything when it comes to losing weight. And I think that's the hardest thing to get into, is a routine of eating the right things and not deviating away from that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think a lot of my, I come up with excuses, or if someone, you know, oh, let's go out to lunch, or, oh, let's order in because we don't feel like prepping dinner or whatever. So I'm very, very easily swayed off the path of what I should be doing. But the thing is, once I get into that zone, I'm in it. It's just, I haven't been able to get into it. Like, I haven't changed that mindset, unfortunately.
Well, and your routine right now is to not have that routine. It's to, when you're tired, order something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. So I'm trying to just, right now, I'm just trying to keep it simple. And that's win the work week and relax on the weekends.
I think that's a good way to ease into things.
And I think it's realistic. You know what I mean?
It is.
And regardless, you know, forget about the diabetes for a minute. Like, just being healthier, losing weight over the long run. You know, I think that is the most important thing to try to accomplish if you're struggling with losing weight. Because I can tell you, any time I've ever lost weight, it's been pretty much that. It's been 5 days during the 5 work days, I do what I'm supposed to do. And on the weekends, I've already done what I'm supposed to do all week, so I don't go nuts. But, you know, I treat myself a little bit. I just don't go crazy.
Right.
And that, to me, I think if people looked at it that way, if people could commit to doing it that way, they'd see a lot better results. And I know I would. And I know you probably would, too. It's never easy is all. It's always a struggle to get into that routine and get into those habits and break the habits you've built.
Yes. Also, taking into account that my husband works 4 nights on, 2 nights off, and it rotates like that. So he doesn't usually have the same, it's not like he's got Saturday and Sunday off or consistently Monday and Tuesday off. So, you know, technically Saturday and Sunday are the weekend, but sometimes the quote unquote weekend at our house is a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
So it's difficult.
No, that's not easy. And weird hours will break you, especially as you get older. I mean, I can't imagine with him, and he works, you know, that late shift. And I people who work overnight shifts, I don't, because that's the hardest thing in the world. Working the early morning shift's hard, but working an overnight shift, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it and be healthy.
Yeah, I know, because a lot of times he'll only eat 2 meals a day.
Yeah, because that's probably the only way he can keep his weight down.
He's not doing that.
Oh, well. You look good, bud. You look good. Amy's just saucy.
Bad.
Amy's just saucy about the whole engagement thing earlier. That's all. She's just...
I'm not bitter.
She's bitter.
Not bitter at all. She's, it's only bitter. Been how many years? God.
Still talking about it. Amy, what did you learn?
I learned that Paw Patrol may be no more.
Yeah. We'll see about that. I learned Life PD is no more. There's no more light, which I'm really disappointed, but I also understand. Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I just, you know, found that to be a fascinating show is all. So
it's like kind of like mindless entertainment, though.
Yes.
You just get to kind of sit home and, you know, veg out while other people are running and in a high-speed chase and... Right. Like you sit at home on the couch.
And it's not like This Is Us, which makes me cry. I also learned that as bad as your proposal story is, it's really just your fault. So.
Wow. You can shut right up. Shut your mouth hole. I'm done with you. The end. We're done.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Thanks to Rock Fox Recording. Thanks to 315live.com and the 315 Live app. Thanks to iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all those things where you can listen to us for free. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to you. You're the best. Bye.